One of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible is Isaiah 40. It's an amazing chapter. And the last verse in that chapter is really interesting. Verse 31, Isaiah 40, 31, God says that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary. Now, that's such an interesting promise, because how is that even possible? Running is, by definition, a wearying activity, literally or metaphorically. How can you run and not be weary? What does that even mean? What are some areas in your life where you're running? Think about that for a minute. There's some areas where you're not running at all, right? You're just relaxed. Maybe when it comes to being a world-class athlete, you're not running hard after that. You're not up at night. You're not breaking your back trying to figure out how to be the best athlete in the world. Or maybe you're not breaking your back trying to become the best chef in the world, or this or that, whatever it is. Most things you're not running after. But there's some areas in your life where you're really running. I mean, you are running flat out, and it's exhausting. Maybe it's just trying to make a living. You're trying to get the bills paid, and you're scrambling. You're doing everything you can to get that shored up. You can't stay on top of it, and it's exhausting. Or maybe it's a relationship, your marriage or some other relationship, where you're running hard. You're trying everything you can to get it to be the way it should be, and you can't. There's all kinds of possibilities, but there's probably a couple of areas in your life where you're really running, and you're really tired. So what does it mean when God says you'll run and not be weary? How can you do that? It seems like the only solution, if you're exhausted in some area of your life, is to back off and not run so hard. How can you run hard in some area of life and not grow weary? Well, the answer is the beginning of the verse. Who is it that runs and isn't weary? Those who hope in the Lord. So in the areas where you're becoming exhausted and overrun, the solution isn't really necessarily to back off, unless it's some area where God hasn't called you to run. But the solution in this verse is to hope in the Lord. Probably the reason why you're so exhausted is because you're running in a way that is not reflecting hope in God. It's reflecting hope in the thing you're running after. Your hope is in getting those bills paid. Your hope is in getting that marriage fixed up. Your hope is in whatever it is that you think you need in order to be happy. And so you're struggling and running hard after that instead of running hard after the Lord. And your hope is in that instead of hoping in the Lord. So what this passage is teaching us to do is to hope in the Lord. Run hard after the thing you're running hard after, but don't put your hope in it. Put your hope in the Lord, and then you'll be able to run without exhausting yourself. If my hope is in the Lord alone, and I have the attitude that says, you know what, if I don't get these bills paid and I lose my house and I end up on the street and I starve to death and die, worst case scenario, even then, if I still have the Lord, I'm okay. I'll be okay. That's enough for me. If I lose everything and all I've got left is just the Lord, that's okay. That's okay. As long as you have that attitude, or if I lose my marriage, if I lose this, if I lose that, whatever you're running hard after, if you lose it, you'll still be okay if all you've got left is the Lord and His favor. Once you have that attitude, once your hope is in the Lord, you won't weary yourself, even when you run hard after what you're seeking.